Tuesday.
Hi, Bill.
Wendy, hi. Happy Tuesday to you and yours.
Thank you.
It's Bill Luff. It's Wendy Snyder. As Wendy pointed out, today's Tuesday, and it couldn't have come at a better time, in my opinion.
What do you do special on Tuesdays?
On Tuesday?
Is it Taco Tuesday?
No, but wouldn't that be nice?
Many people do that. When I used to cook dinner,
yeah,
we used to do Taco Tuesdays pretty frequently. Not every week, but a couple times a month.
We don't have a designated day of the week in our house. We don't have a designated day of the week for food, a certain food.
It's Chinese, what, 5 days a week?
Well, I would have Chinese food every day. I could easily, people always say that about food. I could eat that every day. I'm not kidding. I could easily eat Chinese food every day. Not the same Chinese food. I would go to different places and get different things, but I would have no problem with that whatsoever. When I was a kid, we always had Chinese food on either Friday or Sunday. There was never a time.
Once a week for sure?
Yeah. Yeah. Almost always Friday, but if for some reason something happened on Friday, if we went out to eat with people or something was going on, we would then switch it over to Sunday. We would have it during Kolchak the Night Stalker.
Did you guys eat on TV trays?
No, we had a TV in our kitchen. We had a big TV in our kitchen.
And it was on during dinner?
It was right at the edge of the table, almost like it was a family member.
Can I just tell you, every single thing that you did in your growing up home is what the experts tell you not to do.
Yeah, that's true.
And you turned out, for the most part, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
a few issues here and there. Who doesn't?
Everyone has flaws. But, like, now, we don't, there's no TV in our kitchen or in our dining room. We have a room, like a living room, that if we're going to watch a TV show can be adapted. You know, we can set up, you know, our places. But at my house growing up, the TV was right at the edge of the table, right at the edge of the table, honestly, like it was a family member, and it was always on, you know. But we talked during commercials. We would have conversation. But Friday was, I know Kolchak, the Night Stalker, was only on for one season, so it wasn't like that.
That's all?
But yeah, it was only on for one, maybe 2 years. Maybe
I enjoyed
two.
That show.
Maybe two. But yeah, Chinese food and Darren McGavin. That's a great, that's a pretty good way for the weekend to start, wouldn't you say?
It's a pretty good one.
Yeah. But your family has designated days where, like you said, Taco Tuesday, but.
We tried that for a while. Remember we were doing Pucks and Pizza for all the Blackhawks games,
yeah.
But then I honestly got sick of pizza. I know it's hard to do, but I should have just done it for the home games, but I did it for every game.
It's too much.
It was too much pizza.
Yeah.
And we would try to do a different pizza every time, but still got sick of pizza. And those words can never come out of my mouth again.
Yeah, that's hard to imagine.
It was too much.
And if you're going to different places, were you also switching between thin, thick, and stuffed? Or were you...
I don't typically go stuffed ever.
No?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
And usually we go thin.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless we're doing a Malnati's, then we do a thick.
Who decides what the meal will be? Is it your job or Jimmy's job? Or
I wish he would take control of it. When I used to cook...
What the fare will be for dinner for that night?
It's... Listen, I try to come up with different ideas,
yeah.
And Pinterest helps for that.
Oh, I bet.
I made chicken wild rice soup over the weekend, which I've never made before. Pretty easy recipe, too. It was really good.
I can imagine that would be all right, yeah.
But then it's like I make the same things all the time. We have steak sandwiches frequently.
That's not bad.
I know, but I'm burned on
like a skirt steak?
No, it's like a chuck steak, not your top quality meat, but it's almost like a poor man's ribeye. So
that'd
it's
be
pretty
good in
decent
sandwich form.
On French bread.
Oh,
you
that
cut
would be
like
very
a
good.
Big submarine style piece of bread.
Maybe some onions thrown on there for fun? Funyuns?
No.
Maybe Funyuns?
No. The kids just put A1. I just eat it plain.
Oh.
Or maybe with lettuce, tomato, and mayo.
What's the side dish on something like that? Rice?
I get this orecchiette pasta salad at Mariano's.
Yeah.
And you can have that and a green salad.
Oh, that's
or
healthy.
Or potato chips.
Not as healthy, but still
but
rounds
it goes
up
with
the meal.
The steak sandwich
yeah,
pretty
that's
well.
Pretty good.
I make this cheesy chicken broccoli.
Yeah.
Which is a casserole, which is really good, but I've been told that I'm kind of an eight-trick pony.
Oh.
And I need new ideas. I've talked about this. I want listeners to send me ideas.
Recipe ideas?
I have a crock pot, but I don't use it very frequently. People swear by them.
I don't like it. Everything tastes the same. Don't you think? It's all in there cooking together. By the time it's done, everything just tastes the same.
Well, what if you do chicken one time and beef another? How could that taste the same?
It tastes like a hybrid of the chicken and the beef. Chief.
Crockpot meat.
It's crockpot meat. Unidentified crockpot meat.
There are people who swear by this, and I have some neighbors that literally in the morning before they go to work at like 6 a.m.
start their dinner.
They start it, which is great. I'm not that organized, and I don't have that much time to do it.
Right.
And also, I don't like cleaning it.
No.
It's too just much work. It
it's
is.
Not worth it. It's not worth it.
I know you can just take out the insert and put it in the dishwasher, but
No.
I'd rather use a pot or a pan.
Here's the way it goes down in my house almost every night. Now, keep in mind, for new listeners, welcome. my wife rarely cooks, very rarely. We either eat out or we order food in. We pick it up, we bring it in, or they deliver it. But it's almost always restaurant food. I would say she cooks maybe one every week and a half, once every eight,
Terry
9,
cooks
10.
At all?
Yeah, a little bit.
Like, what's her go-to dish?
There's no real go-to.
What's
she
the last thing
things.
She made?
Some kind of pork dish with unidentified elements. They don't tell me what's in it because there's always something I don't like. So I say, just please don't tell me what's in it. I don't want to know. But on an almost nightly basis, here's the way the script reads. She'll say, what do you have a taste for? I will tell her what I have a taste for.
You know, because at this point in my life, I don't even know what I have a taste for anymore.
Yeah, I always have a plan A and a plan B for what I have a taste for.
Will you send those to me every day so you can help us come up with ideas?
Plan A is rejected within seconds every
Chinese
day.
Chinese food.
Sometimes, well, a lot of times it is. Either Chinese, it's Asian food of some sort. You know,
maybe Thai food.
Vietnamese food, Thai food, Szechuan food.
Lardnar.
Lardnar, our neighbor from Sweden. Lardnar, what do you have a taste for? The walls are very thin at my house. He can hear. He's next door. I don't know how Lardnar hears us, but he always does. But I always know that whatever I say first, either my wife or one or both of my daughters is going to just go, oh, I'm not having that.
Like we
just
what?
Had,
what?
We had
they...
that 3 weeks ago. Almost whatever I have a taste for.
Like, let's pretend. Yeah. Let's role play for a second. Right, I'm Terry. You come home. Hey, babe, what do you want for dinner?
I would love to have Thai food. And then they just start. As soon
Why?
As I'm answering, they just, I don't know. It's just, it's part of the game. It's part of the game. So to counterbalance, I now mention something I don't want
that's
first.
That's smart. And then save your second for your
that's
real
what I've been doing. Bill, what do you want for dinner? Radishes. Because I don't like radishes. I know they're not. So they're going to go, I don't know about radishes. And then you pull out the plan B, which is really plan A.
I feel like I'm guilty of that, too, because a lot of times I will ask the kids, what do you want for dinner? And then they say it, and I go, I don't feel like making
that. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, why do I ask them then?
Yeah, I don't know why. I guess it's the
a woman thing
to do. But then, like, even once we've decided on a type of food, like, let's say hamburgers, right? There's a hamburger place in Evanston, Crossroads, that's outstanding. Their hamburgers are great. Their french fries, they make these lemon fries, which are french fries obviously cooked in lemon.
Yum!
They've got this great lemon. I love them. So I'll go, like, we're all in agreement, hamburgers. How about, you know, Crossroads? And then, of course, I get voted down. So it's the type of food voted down, and then it's the place where we get the type of food voted down.
Why?
It's very frustrating.
I would like to learn from your family. Why do they ask you then? Like, why do I ask my kids, what do you want?
I think society has taught us you want a group decision.
I guess, democracy.
But then if let's say the coin is flipped and I elect to defend instead of run with it, I'll go, well, how about you pick a place? Then they always pick some place they know I don't like. They go out of their way to pick some place I don't like.
I think they're messing with you.
They're messing with my head.
I think they are.
It's a miracle I eat at all. And I do have to say, every once in a while, and all three of my family members, both my daughters and my wife are guilty of this. On my way home, there are days where it's just fast. All I can get is fast food.
Right.
I'm not proud of it, but it's just the way
it's
the scheduling works out.
It's the only thing that fits into your time.
And I always get a very disappointed look from whoever sees the bag of name your favorite fast food place. I always get that look of, really?
That's when
That's
you hide
it. That's the best
it.
We can do.
Don't let them see your garbage.
I would have to hide it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my only alternative. Or stop somewhere on the way home and throw it away. But just even then, they go, do I smell Whopper? I smell Whopper on you. You don't smell Whopper on me. I smell Whopper on you.
That is a dead giveaway in your car. Any kind of French fries.
Yeah, I know.
And a Whopper has that flame grilled smell. I mean, there's no way around it.
I know. Speaking of food, what would you do in this situation? Panda Express. This happened during the break. This happened way back.
I went
back
there over the break, too.
Did you go there during the break? All right. During the holiday break, one day for lunch, I go to Panda Express, and it's jam-packed with people. It's right in the middle of the lunch hour. It's like 12:10, 12:15. It's wall-to-wall people. They're backed up on their orders. They're way backed up. So they got people on the side who have part of their order, but not fully, you know, and it's just pandemonium in Panda Express, ironically. So, by the time I get there, everything I want is gone, but it's being cooked in the back.
10 minutes.
Yeah.
How much? 10 minutes is the, like, just the answer.
Right. They don't know if it's going to be 10 minutes. They just
could be 5, could be 20, but they say 10 minutes.
So, sir, what can I get you? I go, you know, I got to be honest, everything I want. They go, well, just tell us what the order is. We'll have it ready. So it was Beijing beef. It was orange chicken. So I'm waiting and I'm waiting. So then when it's done, now I don't pay for it. It's not been paid for. When it's finished, they signal me, we have your order, and they just hand it to me. And I didn't pay. And I just stood there. I'm like, wait, did I pay? I'm trying to think. So I look in my pocket. I've got the $20 that I'm given every day. So I know I didn't pay. So I go, I don't think I paid for this. And she thanked me. And the guy next to me going, what's wrong? This is what he says. What's wrong with you? I go, what do you mean? He goes, they just gave you free lunch, and then you ended up paying for it. I go, I wouldn't feel honest. He goes, they handed it to you. You were out the door. You could have left. I would have felt horrible. I know it's just $9, but still.
It would have given you more of your 20.
I know. It's true.
I would have paid, too. Although, would you have had to wait in a really long line to pay?
No, the pay line was just quickly the money's transacted and you're done. But I honestly, like, it would have bothered me. Every time I would have gone in there, I'm like, oh, no, they're going to remember me. I'm the guy that didn't pay.
I went back into Target because I had soda on the bottom of my cart, and I walked out. I just completely forgot it was there. And I was, like, putting the stuff in my trunk, and then I saw down below, and I'm like, I didn't pay for these.
Right.
And I swear to God, for a minute, you're like, what do I do? It's an inconvenience to go back in there. But I went back in and told them.
Wouldn't you feel like, honestly, for some length of time, wow, I really, that was the wrong thing to do. And the guy next to me was so, like,
jealous.
I can't believe what I just saw. But I wanted to go, well, you just saw a guy being honest. Don't you see that every day? But he was like,
you don't see that every day.
That's ridiculous. Don't pay for that. They handed it to you. I couldn't.
They need a better system.
Well, it's hardly ever. I'm never in there during, like, their prime lunch or dinner.
Because you're on the air.
You got the bonus hour. They're not going to let you get Chinese food during the bonus hour.
But they should have that figured out. Because I had a Panda Express story, and I had four things I was getting because there are four people in my family.
Mm-hmm.
One of them I wanted in a separate bag because I was dropping off to Michael while he was at work.
Oh.
So I said, I'll take a single orange chicken with brown rice in one bag.
Yeah.
And she goes, what do you mean, one bag? And I said, well, I'm going to need two bags here, but we don't serve it in a bag. I said, no, I would like the bowl of orange chicken with brown rice in one bag with chopsticks and a fork. And she goes, I don't get the one. This is all during the drive-thru. She goes, what do you mean one bag? I said, I mean you put that item in one bag, and then in the other bag, I will have this stuff. So it was kind
of screwed up her system.
But wasn't that easy to figure out? I even started by going, I'd like two bags. In the first bag, could you just put a single order of orange chicken and brown rice? What do you mean, one bag?
Could you have quickly told her what you told me, which was, I'm taking most of this home, but one of it is a drop-off for my son. It's more information that needed to be conveyed, but
which usually is what I do.
She didn't understand the idea of the bag.
I was trying to keep it simple, stupid, and it came back to bite me. And then when I got up there, my order of orange chicken, I wanted the noodles.
Yes.
And she said, it's going to be 10 minutes for the noodles. And she goes, do you still want them? And I said, well, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, that's kind of why I came here.
I want them even more now.
But then I imagine she got everybody else's order ready, and it sat there for 10 minutes because
that's probably right.
Other people's were cold. Yeah. So there's a system they got to figure out. Yeah. I would have liked a free lunch that day. Two bags.
In two bags, please. Your Panda Express has a drive-thru?
Yeah.
Nice. Neither of the two.
Really?
There's two by me, and neither of them have that.
And they're typically pretty, really right on the money there.
Are they?
Yeah.
That's part of the reason I go there is you're in and out, in a minute and a half. It's amazing.
That's what my fortune said. In and out in a minute and a half.
I know there's much better Chinese food in the world than Panda Express. I get that. And every time I go there, I'm like, there's so many great Chinese restaurants by me. But just that miracle of being in and out in 90 seconds is amazing.
And it's good. Come on. There's better Mexican food than Taco Bell,
sure.
But I like Taco Bell.
Right. Now, with pizza, there's no better pizza than Pizza Hut. And that's just the best.
Can I tell you a sad Pizza Hut story?
No, please don't tell me you
like
Pizza Hut.
My mom was Italian, and she liked Pizza Hut. That wasn't her favorite pizza,
right.
But, you know, every once in a while, she had a taste for a supreme pan.
Yeah.
So I got that love of Pizza Hut from her. Every once in a while, I just like a supreme pan pizza.
Still to this day?
No, because the one Pizza Hut near us in Countryside closed.
Oh.
There is no other Pizza Hut that's near us.
Yeah.
Isn't there usually a Pizza Hut very close to anywhere you are?
Not that long ago, they were much more prevalent. Now they've focused more on places that just do delivery and carry out. They're not sit-down restaurants. They have much smaller. There's one on Clark Street that's like the size of a broom closet. I can't even imagine a human being having room to make a pizza in that place.
It's that
so
small,
yeah.
Like a Pizza Hut Express?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
Well, I would like one of those near me. It's like now all of a sudden that there isn't one near me, that's
you're
all I dream
more.
About is Pizza Hut.
All right, let's take a break. Kim Gordon will join us. She'll give you the news, and then there's...
And we'll find out her favorite fast
food. We'll find out her favorite fast food choices next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
The WGN Chicago Weather Center forecast. Get ready for a little bit of everything. A winter weather advisory until midnight for most of the Chicago area. Today, cloudy, blustery, rain, freezing rain, sleet, snow developing this afternoon with a high of 34. Tonight, a light mix, mainly snow far north, blustery, a low of 27. Tomorrow, light snow, a mix early, then turning mostly cloudy, breezy with a high of 28, but temperatures falling in the afternoon. We could see 2 to 5 inches of accumulation possible in the north and northwest suburbs. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but...
Not your fault.
It's your job, Kim.
Skilling's
fault. You got to do your job. Are you blaming Tom Skilling?
Yep.
It's not my fault, Wendy.
And now Tom's back, so now things might turn around, because it always seems like when Tom goes on vacation, the weather...
goes crazy, and he doesn't get to report on it.
He doesn't get to do it, and I feel bad because if anybody, he loves it, you know.
Yes.
He should never take a vacation then.
maybe the jet stream just hooks to Tom's airplane and just goes wherever he goes.
Wherever he is.
Yeah.
I can't hear the word you described the weather as blustery. I can't hear the word blustery without thinking of Winnie the Pooh.
I know, me too.
I don't know why.
Oh, bother.
The sad Eeyore.
It was supposed to be Winnie the Pooh.
Was it? No, wasn't that Eeyore who said that?
Yeah. Or was it Pooh?
It was Pooh.
Was it?
Who said Oh Bother?
Because he sounds just like our C-3PO, and I've never seen them in the same room at the same time.
Maybe.
They're both golden.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. And no pants.
That's a good point.
For either of them. They just didn't wear pants.
You're the one who noticed that.
That would be a great conversation, would be the two of them pants shopping. I would love to hear that.
Make it short, will you? So we can watch it.
Maybe I will.
That could be
a new list. Who has no pants? Who doesn't wear pants?
Right. Celebrities without pants. Actually, lately there's been a lot of celebrities without pants. It'd be a long list.
Louis C.K. would be on it.
He could play Winnie the Pooh in the movie.
He's got the same color hair. That golden reddish.
Yeah.
Oh, bother.
Yeah. All right. These are things that they say. This is according to MSN. Things that we've been using for a long, long time, but kiss them goodbye because in 2020 they will be obsolete. Some of these make me sad. Newspapers. That's so
they're
sad.
They're already, I mean.
I can see
that's
that.
That's sad.
They're the size of four sheets of paper
they're
now.
So
some people cannot give it up. We were in Louisville over the weekend. Yes, I did make it on my flight. And my dad didn't get his paper because they had, you know, an inch and a half of snow.
Yeah.
And he was freaking out. I had to go buy him his newspaper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That something that meant so much to so many is now just an afterthought.
Can I tell you, I like a newspaper, but I haven't had time to read a newspaper except on Sundays forever. Yeah. If I was a commuter, I would miss it. And if I was retired.
Right.
Because then I want to sit there with a cup of coffee
right.
and
That's
take
my
time.
He scrawls it out, especially on Sundays.
Yeah, yeah. Being that this is owned by the Tribune, you would think we would have access to newspapers very easily at the old place.
We did.
When you walked in, there was a stack, a giant stack
and
of Tribune.
And no one touched them.
Nobody took them.
See, I did, and people would make fun of me.
Who
what
made
are you gonna
fun
do
of
with
you?
That?
You and Steve Bertrand. He's the only,
we were the only ones.
People I see pick it up.
But here, since we've moved to this building, I don't think I've seen a newspaper
no,
in
I
the studio
either.
Once.
They don't want to clutter it up in here.
Is that what it is?
Because they just would stack up.
Yeah. Yep. All right, newspapers will be, they say...
But what about, you know, like for my dad, it's all about the crossword puzzle, too.
Yeah, right.
So what about the crossword puzzle?
Get him a crossword puzzle book.
Oh, he's got it. But I'm saying,
it's
like, I wonder
the same,
if
yeah,
now,
I guess.
He likes to hold it in his hand.
I do, too.
And fall asleep, and then my mom gets mad because his pen from the ink gets on the sheets,
sure,
and it's a whole thing.
Yep, yep.
Love, isn't it, Grant?
Yeah. Kim's parents are the cartoon Love Is.
They are.
I just picture that. All right, so newspapers, that's number one.
See, and they didn't wear pants.
Right. Digital cameras.
I don't know.
Will they be obsolete, digital cameras? I'm not sure. Now that phone cameras can shoot pictures and video in HD, clunky digital cameras will fade out of style.
I just bought my son a DSLR camera.
I think there's some that
for like $800, so they better. But that's like a
high end.
Yeah, I mean, do you
want your wedding photos taken on an iPhone?
No.
You know, there's some, but
yeah, right. I don't believe that.
Right. Yeah, I think those will stick.
Although I had a digital camera, I had an old 35 millimeter. Back before digital cameras,
yes.
And I loved it.
Yes.
And then I got a digital camera, and I haven't even thought about a camera in forever because of the phone, but that's not what I do for a living.
I'll never forget when we would go on a family vacation when my daughters were younger, and it was my wife and I. There was a camera bag that had not only the camera in it and film, but all kinds of lenses and things like that. I didn't even know how to use most of it, but we would bring it at wherever we went on vacation.
Right.
Now nobody thinks, hey, bring
a
camera.
And you had a bag for your camera and a bag for your video camera.
Yes. Yeah. Huge bag for the video camera. Yeah. But now that's not nobody. Who would go, hey, did you bring the camera to vacation?
Can I tell you, I wish Facebook was around when Michael was born. And that was 19 years ago. Dylan 16 years ago. And here's why. I would have copies of all those pictures.
Right.
Because, you know, I have videos.
Right.
I guess they're in a box somewhere, but I don't have anything to play them on.
Yeah.
I have pictures that are like, I haven't made a scrapbook, but if you posted it to Facebook, which everybody did with their kids, you would have a full-time record of all your kids' stuff.
I mean, yeah. Or put it all on a cloud.
Yeah.
You know?
Does Matt Bubala still work for or own a company that transfers video and stuff? Does he still do that?
I don't know. I don't know.
He did for a long time. I
know, and he used
to
advertise every now and then.
Right.
Black Dog or something.
Yeah. I did have my videos of my kids and things transferred to CD.
Nice. That'll hold up a lot longer.
Are CDs on the list? Because I'm wondering how long those are going to be.
I don't know if CDs are on the list, but I remember like when we were a kid and we would, you'd record stuff. And think, well, that will last a lifetime. And then what ends up happening is in 20 or 25 years, that becomes really flimsy and it's unwatchable.
Yeah.
You can't watch it.
On a CD?
Not on a CD, but
VHS.
On VHS or even smaller. There were things called
mini discs.
Yeah, mini discs.
That's what mine were on.
Laser discs.
No, we had a cassette that fit inside an adapter cassette.
Right.
And we would show movies on that.
It was like a small VHS tape that fit it.
Right.
That's what I had. I think it was called.
And then there
like
was some motor that would close the top, right?
Yes, that's what mine were on. And that's what I had converted.
But you can't even find
an
adapter.
The converter. Yeah. I don't.
It's gone. Yikes.
I wonder if you can find it on Amazon.
But yeah, I'm sure it's got to be somewhere. Somebody must.
I got to find one because that's what all, like when Michael was born, when Dylan was born, they're all on that.
Yeah.
And if I find one, I'll tip you guys off.
Let us know. Wendy, this goes back to something you were just saying. Hard drives will soon be obsolete. Everything will be stored on the cloud.
That's
not
pretty
for me
because
I don't know how to use it.
Yeah.
So safe for me. Thumb drives. Now that to me is new technology. I know it's been around a little while.
We use them around here.
I see people using them. I don't know. Yeah. I have no idea how to use this stuff. Thumb drives may be a convenient way to carry data around your pocket, but thanks to the cloud computing, you won't have to carry anything at all.
Oh, okay.
This is one I think about all the time. Remember when you were, again, on vacation and you'd stop somewhere and there'd be a wall of maps? Just an absolute wall.
Yeah.
They say paper maps will be a thing of the past in about a year or so.
I've not seen a paper map in forever. Brochures, yes.
Brochures.
But a map, I haven't seen in forever.
Right.
When I first came to the newsroom here, we had this huge map of like all of the Chicago neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
I kind of wish we still had that.
Yeah.
But now, you know, you just go on...
Your car has the information.
Google.
You just put
well,
in an
even
address.
For us, though, sometimes we're trying to figure out where something is located or what's going on in a certain neighborhood or area, and you could just log on and you get a map immediately.
Yep, so true.
Google Maps.
If you're just joining us, these are things, according to MSN, that they believe will be obsolete in about a year, 2020.
MSN is
MSN.
One of them.
MSN? Yeah. Oh, take that, MSN. Standalone GPS devices.
Oh, yeah.
Your phone can perform all of the same functions, plus... it'll also text somebody when you've arrived.
I have never set up our car a GPS.
No?
I don't think
I just use Google Maps.
You use that?
Yeah. I don't
mine's
even.
Mine's on my car.
I use my car because, and we use Waze a lot, but sometimes Waze.
Not accurate? Really?
Sometimes it's great and other times not so great. It just depends.
Can I ask? I don't know the answer to this, but maybe you've experienced this. There's a place we go on vacation, when we go to Maine, we visit this town in New Hampshire. It's where my brother and sister-in-law live. And every time we're there, no matter what car we have, no matter what their GPS system is, it's always wrong in that town. It tells us long ways to go. If we leave a parking lot, instead of just saying go right, it'll have us go left four times to get to the same place. Hmm. It's always wrong in this one particular town. How can that be?
Is it high up? Is the
satellite not connecting or something?
I don't
know.
Because
I find that happens to me a lot when I'm down in the city.
Lower Wacker, for sure.
That one's
a
problem.
Get a signal, then you are stuck. And it just takes you in circles because you're not getting the signal. I know they're supposed to be doing stuff in the city to boost that for people. But yeah.
I was trying to get to Kim Gordon's place one night, and I walked in a big old circle because my arrow was not like directing me when to turn. It said go toward such and such street.
Yeah.
And I did, but the arrow wasn't moving. So then.
Were you at Lower Wacker for this?
No.
Because Lower Wacker.
Lower Wacker, I lose it every morning.
Right.
Well, it can't decipher upper or lower. Like, it'll tell you on lower to turn a certain way, and there's a wall there.
It doesn't even pick. I don't even get a signal. It's just the floating arrow on Lower Wacker.
Oh.
And that's what I got when I was going to Tim's.
The floating
arrow. I followed the floating arrow.
Oh, I'm glad you got there.
Yeah, me too.
Here's another thing that they say will be obsolete in 2020. Paperwork with Google Docs and digital
Tell that to Jasmine.
Becoming no more paperwork, Jazz.
Tell that to my husband. He is an old school lawyer, and you have to file papers. I mean, he saves documents.
Well, they say no more contracts, no more medical forms, no documents. They will all cease to exist in paper form. They will only be digital in about a year. Is that?
I'm good for that. I'm good with that. I hate the clutter.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I have six forms. I'm going to a back doctor today. I've been having some back issues. When did I get it? About a week back. And
rim shots, they say, will be a thing of the past, Wendy, in 2020. No more rim shots.
Not here.
No more rim shots.
Not going to happen. Hmm. I don't think. I had to fill out six sheets of paper.
Yeah.
So they emailed it to me, so thankfully I got it in advance, but why couldn't I just plug into a portal and
do it that
way? I would much rather do that.
I don't know. No surprise on this one, fax machines. I'm surprised they still exist.
We have one, but...
Does anyone ever use it?
No. Well, we use it to scan. But you know what? We don't even use it to scan that much anymore because you can scan
on your printer,
phone.
Too. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Isn't it funny how stuff that was not that long ago, cutting edge, and wow, I can't believe they've got something like this, and then a few years later, it's just that's
old
news.
Okay, but I worry about people like you, Bill, or people who aren't that technical or don't want to be technologically savvy. What do people do if you don't know how to do
it? Ask his wife to do it.
I'm right now...
But you're lucky in that respect. Some people, especially older people, don't have that luxury.
Right. Right.
But they wouldn't know how to use a fax machine, some of them, too. And you could still go to the library to do it or at Kinko's.
But sometimes you're forced to use stuff. Like in downtown Evanston right now, there's no more meters in terms of putting money in.
Right, you have
it's
to do
an
it
app. It's all by an app. And I don't have any app for meters, so every time I park in downtown Evanston, I'm risking getting thrown in jail.
But that's not hard, Bill.
You download the app, and I mean, if you get a ticket, that's your fault, because it's like, it's really not that hard. You go to the app store, which is one of these icons.
But aren't they assuming that everybody has a cell phone on them and stuff like that? Like, there's times I don't have a cell phone on me. There's a lot of times I don't have a cell phone.
I never go out without my
phone. Oh, my gosh, you guys, I left my car, my phone in my car today, and I walked all the way here, back, and all the way back
here. Just so you wouldn't be without your phone for the day.
And there was one day I forgot it at home when I was working with you a couple years ago, and I was worried about it, but I just called home on a landline. Those are going to be obsolete, even at work.
Yeah.
And I just said, Jim, if you need me, call Bill.
Oh,
he won't tell
easy.
Me. But it was the best day I ever had because no one could... I mean, it bothered me not being the control freak that I am, but I'm telling you, I had no stress that day.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Wow.
Life is
Maybe
easier.
I should have left it in the car.
I know.
Kim, I go home, I when I walk in, I put my cell phone and my keys on a shelf, and there's times where I don't have a cell phone all day long.
What happens if your crews need to get you?
They'd call Terry.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be like this because it's not just women, but usually there's one parent that handles most things, whether it would be, the mom or the dad.
Yeah.
So the other parent is kind of off the hook.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
We all have our jobs, but I just know, like, if my kids tried to call one of us and they couldn't get us, they'd call the other.
Yeah.
You would think, but.
Yeah.
They call Bill.
They call me. Call me. I'm all right. No more DVD or Blu-ray players, they say, in about a year. Oh, no. That soon? Movie streaming services like Netflix are turning DVD and Blu-ray players into dust collecting devices.
I don't believe
devices.
That.
I hope that's not true. I don't want to get rid of that stuff. I love him.
I will tell you, I told your story to my youngest Dylan about you. Somebody asked you to come up with your 100 favorite movies and you didn't own them all, so you went out and bought them.
Yeah.
And Dylan's question was, where did he go? Because no one sells them anymore.
This was a couple years ago when everybody sold DVDs of movies.
But now it's like, you know, you can go to Disc Replay. Best Buy has some. Amazon, you can find them for the most part.
Best Buy has a fairly decent... It's not what it was a couple years ago.
Because it's hard to find them now, and that's why I almost believe that. But there are still people that want to be able to own the copy of
it. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I don't know
that that's... I like having access to it.
Well, and even when you have little kids who like to watch a DVD over and over and over and over again.
Right.
What happens when it, you know, goes off or you can't?
Yeah.
You get it on the cloud.
I guess you buy it and save it, too.
I'm getting sick of technology here, people. It's changing too much. Too quickly.
Here's one that MSN says will be a thing of the past in about a year. Getting bills in the mail.
I'm fine with that.
Me too.
Two or three places that I've asked to just get, you know, electronic bills, and they don't offer it. And in fact, one of them, when I pay on the website, they charge me $5 every time I pay.
Are you kidding?
And I called.
Why is that $5?
Because it's a processing fee.
Oh.
Wow, you think that they would want that?
I said that to them, and they're like, I'm just the operator. I have nothing to do. I'm like, well, who do I talk to about that? Because
you shouldn't have to pay $5 for
$5. Now, it's a mortgage that I don't have an account with, so they want me to open up account with them, and then that $5 would be waived. But I don't want to do that.
I
mail it, there is no extra.
Right.
It's just sometimes I wait till the last minute. And it's just easier. Just you go online. Oh, this is due today. Bing, bang, boom. It's done.
Right.
I'm mad at them.
You should be mad at
them.
I'm
getting Hochberg on that.
Yeah, he'll take care of business. This one's no surprise. Calculators.
Now they're on your phone.
The crazy $300 one that the kids in high school have.
For drafting class?
Yeah. No, for math class.
Yeah. Oh, for math?
It's like a $230.
What is it, the TI? Like when my kids were there, it was like a TI 83. It's probably now a TI 95.
It's definitely up there. Yeah. But
and it's $300?
Yes. Pretty close
to
it.
What does it do?
Everything I wouldn't know what to do.
It's like a graphing calculator, and it does things. And this was just for math class.
Does it do that fun thing where it spells out Shell Oil?
Yeah, that's the
only... worth $300. I would pay it just for that. I still remember the first time I saw this. This is a long time ago. I was in grade school. Marshall Fields was the first place I ever saw them sell calculators, and they started at $100. They went up from there. They were huge.
Yeah.
You know, like VCRs when they were really big. But I remember people just standing there and pushing the buttons, and they were marveling that it could do, you know.
Five
like,
plus it three would just do math. Is eight.
How do they do it?
Do you remember my grandparents had, you know, an adding machine? Do you remember?
And
you
that sound.
And you pulled
the
sound, the and then it came out with the tape, the white tape.
That was cool.
That was cool.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I liked playing with my dad had one. But it didn't have the pull thing. It was like you hit it with the heel of your hand. There was a little bar on the side.
To get your total.
Yeah.
That was like a newfangled one. The old schools
exactly.
Had
that.
Yeah. And it was like a roll of tape that would come out with the printout on it.
Yeah.
Bluish.
Oh, my God. Listen to all of us. Like, that was fun.
I know.
Yeah. These kids have, like, you know, these video games that are amazing. And we played with an adding machine.
I know.
And loved it.
Also on the obsolete list for 2020, alarm clocks. Because
I like
it says most phones have an alarm clock feature. Yeah.
You know why? I'm out of outlets for my regular one.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah, so
you
I'm
know,
like...
It's funny because even my parents, though, who are old school, they now have their Alexa wake them up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? That seems like an easy enough. So do you need to program that every night, or if you get up at the same time, is it just on a count?
I think they just say before they go to bed, Alexa. Like this morning, my mom said my dad had to get up at 8:15, and he just said, Alexa, wake me up at 8:15.
Just that easy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No the weird thing is, a woman named Alexa walked in and shook him on the shoulder.
Exactly. You might like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess.
Analog watches no longer a thing after 2020.
I'm never getting rid of mine.
Oh, yeah, you still wear one. I miss wearing one.
Then wear one.
I have, like,
I'd lose it.
Dress watches, and I love wearing them when I get dressed up, but I do wear my Apple Watch during the day.
Yeah.
Not me. I'm staying analog.
I love it.
Landlines. You and I have discussed this so many times.
You finally got rid of it.
We got rid of it about 3 months ago.
Are you okay now?
You know what? It just hit me a few nights ago that not only is the landline gone, I know how obvious this is going to sound, but it just hit me a couple nights ago that we don't have an answering machine anymore. Because I went into the room where our answering machine used to be.
Yeah.
Like in the early days of answering machines, you put it in a prominent place in your house because you needed to check it all the time. Now it was relegated to the most back part of our house. And I was over there. I was moving stuff around. And I go, where's the answering machine? Where is it? And then my daughter explained, well, we don't need it anymore because we don't have a landline. I go, oh, I guess
we
don't.
It is a shock the first time you don't. Because you're so used to seeing it.
Yeah.
That it was weird even with me when I cut the landline.
Gone.
It's like, the answering machine's gone. And Jim's like, yeah, no kidding.
We don't need it. Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of a shock.
Pay phones. I can't remember the last time I saw
a
phone booth. Where are phone booths? They're gone, right? There's no more phone booths.
Any. Even in London, the red ones are not really...
Are those gone?
Well, they're there, but they're not...
Kim, where will Superman change from Clark Kent into Superman?
What's going to happen?
This is going to ruin his identity. Buttons on phones.
What do you mean?
Like the ones you push, like a touch tone?
Who has those anymore?
They're gone. Don't have them anymore.
It's a screen. Well, they're already gone, pretty much.
Reference books. That's true. If you went into a bookstore a couple years ago, there was a huge aisle of reference books, things that had happened, documentation. It's all gone. It's all gone.
It's all online. It's outdated like tomorrow.
And one more. Hate to see this one go, but it's true. Checkbooks.
Okay. I will admit that I, you know, have my checking account online, but I still keep a paper copy.
Absolutely.
I still write it down.
Yeah.
I don't, because that's right, you can get your balance right then
and
there.
I know, but I still, it's like,
I agree,
it's not really true if it's not in my register.
Right. No, I agree with you. I
used to be like that, where I couldn't sleep if there was a mistake. I'd go back 4 months if I had to, and now it's like, I can just look online.
Yeah, but don't you feel like you're kind of just trusting the bank? I mean, you hope the bank is always right, but every once in a while you hear a story about how they've miscalculated an important number.
Sure.
And remember I told you the last time there was money deposited in my account, and I just assumed it was some freelance work I did.
Yeah.
And it was, I clicked on the image, and it was to a different person that wasn't me. Three checks.
Mistakes are made. So then how do you prove that if you feel like you're missing
can't.
Money or something? That's the problem.
That's the
problem. I went to the bank to give it back.
Right. Honesty.
All right, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you really walked into a bank? I don't
last
go to
week.
The bank.
I still
really?
Do. Fairly
I don't
often.
Go to the bank.
You know
no.
why?
Well,
lollies.
Michael got a $100 bill for Christmas from Grandma and Papa.
Yeah.
And when she taped it in the money holder, and when he was getting it out, he ripped it in half. So I went back in and said, and she goes, do you want change? I said, no, the kids like the 100. They put it in their underwear drawer and hold on to it for a rainy day. So that's the only reason I went in the bank.
That makes sense. Kim, thanks for hanging out. We'll close things off next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Beware of that icy, wintry mix.
Yeah, it's coming.
It's happening.
Yeah.
All day.
It'll
all
be,
day it'll and be all
our
night.
Doom, Wendy. I'm afraid it'll be our doom.
The freezing ice is pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Snow I can deal with, but ice,
not the
I don't
freezing
know.
Ice. Mm-mm. Too much. Carry salt in your utility belt. Just have a salt dispenser.
I thought you were going to say in your uterus.
No. I don't think you could. Could you?
No. I'm too old.
Too painful. Ooh. All right, that's it. Happy birthday, Jimmy Katsifaris.
That was
listener.
A month ago.
I missed it. Tomorrow, Joyce Boulafont.
That's pretty exciting. If you know who she is, if you don't, Google her.
Can't
and
wait.
Good luck spelling it, people.
J-O-Y-C-E. It's easy. Bye, Wendy.
Bye, Joyce Boulafont. Boulafont? Bye, Bill.